We're learning Masech, the Shabbos, the Fein Heim, and Beis. I want to go back to one inyan that I left out on the Shein, the Fein Heim, and Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing the Tzad Chilazim Va'apaitzai, that Yechayim V'shem Tzedis Chilazim, the Shailos of Psiya, Mechalikis of Yehuda, and the Rabbanan of Yehuda says is a Chiyiv of Disha, and the Rabbanan say Ein Disha, Ela Begdulei Karka. The Gemara wanted to know, why isn't there an Isser of Netilas Neshama? They're killing it. One teretz was Shepaitze Meis, Reb Eichmann's teretz, Rav's teretz was that you don't want to kill it, you masasigate the Netilas Neshama like we were married in the previous year. Now, Taizah Sakasha, what happened to Chavala? There is a Malacha, a Chayvel is Chayiv. Why is Chayvel Chayiv? According to most Rishonim, Chayvel is Chayiv al Netilas Neshama. Even though you didn't actually kill the animal that you're, or the person that you're being Chayvel in, but getting the blood out, Kedamu Anefesh, Taizah says, Kedamu Anefesh, it lies in Tilas Neshama. So Taizah's kasha is, why isn't there a chiyuv of Chayvel, of the Tilas Neshama mitzad Chayvel? You're going to say he doesn't want it to die. He's not sefriden that the animal should die because he wants it alive, Kehechad Leitzel Tzivei, but still, he wants the blood to come out. And the blood is Damu Anefesh, so why isn't it Tilas Neshama al Chayvel? Because he's getting the blood out. As Efek Taizah kasha. And Taizah says a teretz, because the blood that you used to die with from the chilazin, that's mifkit pocket. That's not part of the regular blood, that's part of the guf, that's mechubit to the guf, it's chibure mechber. That blood is just a secretion which is in a sack, it's mifkit pocket. Like the Gemara in Ksuvis uses the lashon mifkit pocket for the dam besulim, it's already considered out of the guf, so therefore there's no isser of netilas neshama on the particular blood that you take out of the chalazim to make the dye. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, says in other teretz that the din of taking blood out, being the Tilas Neshama, is only on a guf bali varim. If a guf has a lot of evarim, so then the blood is considered the nefesh, and you take out the blood, kedamu a nefesh. But the chalazim is a guf atum, kamei oisen chalzayne sheba ashba, it means like the snails or the slugs, that are in the garbage, the chalazin also has that type of a guf, and male, it's not a bali varim, it's just one guf, and therefore there's no, taking out the blood is not a din chavala, it's not a tilas neshama. There's also the Rambam in Periches holds that chavala is not a tilas neshama, chavala is mefarik, just like you have like dash, like when you squeeze out the juice from a fruit, it's mefarik, so chavala is mefarik. The shayla is, according to the Rambam, why don't you say in Disha Labidulei Karka? It's a big kasha, most Mefarshim answer, because the Rambam holds that people and animals are called Gedulei Karka because they eat from the ground, they get their sustenance from the fruit that grows on the ground, that's called Gedulei Karka. A fish, like a chalazin, is in the water, so it's not Gedulei Karka. A dog is not Gedulei Karka. Mashenkin Behema, it's called Gedulei Karka. You find by Kesef Meiser that behemoths are called Gedulei Karka because they get sustenance from the ground. So according to the Rambam, the whole kash is not shver, because if Chayvel is Al Smefarik, so like we said, Ein Dishele Gedulei Karka, just like that's Mamish the same question of Dash, which didn't very good. You get to Perek Shmei Neshratzim, Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak a little bit more about the different shittas, why is Chayvel Chayv. Now the Gemara says a sheichtai. The Gemara says sheichtai mishemai chayiv. So most Rishonim learn it's Pesachver Rashi, but most Rishonim learn it just means that not in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, sheichtai is chayiv because he killed the animal. But sheichtai mishemai chayiv, meaning when a person is sheichtai, a regular sheichtai, what's he chayiv for? A Rav says he chayiv mishem tzeveya. He chayiv for coloring the animal with the blood of the shechita. Shmulam mishem atilas neshama. And the Gemara says, Rav was also a vada mechayim mishem tilas neshama. But the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel is there a chiyuv tzeveya by someone who sheichet, are you considering coloring the animal? And the Gemara says, Rav says, I'm going to explain something about what I said, so people shouldn't laugh at it, that b'may nichalei, why is he nicha? Why is he tzefriden for the tzeveya? So he says, he wants that it should become dirty with the blood, in order that people should see that it's shechted today. So they'll buy from him. They want to make sure that it's freshly shechted meat. So they'll see the blood in it. They'll know it's freshly shechted. So that's where they'll buy from it. That's why it's called tzeveya. And kan de gemar. So yesh la'ayin, What's the svaras and machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Rav says it's Tzeveya. Shmuel says it's not Tzeveya. What's the svaras and machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Also, the Rambam doesn't bring down the din that a sheikh at Chaimish and Tzeveya appears to pass it like Shmuel. Why would the Rambam pass it like Shmuel? Usually, Lacha Karav V'Yisuri. So that there are a few mahalchim in this. One mahalch is, the emes is the Taisus Rid says, I have a raif in this Gemara that yesh tzviya ba'eichlin. As I state in the Taisus Rid, that the color of food, yichai mishim tzveya. You see in this Gemara mefurish that way. Even though you have like a klal, like ein disha begdule karkas, says the Taisus Rid, that's gedule karkas, something different than anything else. But eichlin, non-eichlin, it's the same thing. He says, also we say by ma'abed, yesh ibud ba'eichlin. Now, the Nez is very bothered. What does he mean by that? The Gemara Lahedya says, Ein Ibud Ba'eichlin. What's it being a raya? Very shver. Valkapanim does state in the Taisus Rid that you have a raya from Rav that Yesh Sviya Ba'eichlin. Now, the emes is, though, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins at the end of Simon Shinchav, that ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it from Kamar Rishenim, the Torah in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Shinchav brings the Shibalei Leket, brings from the Sefer Yerayim, the Arzuru also holds their way. The older the Yisayid of Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlin. And the Dakar Moshe brings a raya, because he says, it says that if you take an egg and you crack the egg into the strained mustard, you have a strainer for the mustard seeds, and you crack the egg into it, and the egg yolk goes onto the mustard, it's not a din of bayir, because you're just doing it to color the mustard, to make the mustard a yellow color. That's a Gemara later in Perek Talin. So the Ramah says, so you see that you're using the egg yolk to color the mustard, and it's not a problem. It's not a problem of bari. It doesn't even mention tzveya. Vaisis ain't tzviya ba'eichlin, and that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And here the Taisus Rid is bringing a raya, but yesh tzviya ba'eichlin. So Rabbi Zemaish in the back, and also the Minchas Chinuch, wants to say that's good for the machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel. If ain't tzviya ba'eichlin, but yesh tzviya ba'eichlin. And that Rabbi Zemaisha says, so Rav would argue on that Mishnah about the egg. So Mishnah on Kuflam and Tesum and Beis, Naisim Beim, Snen Shal Chardon. And the Gemara explains, if he should ain't Naisim Naisim El Lagavin, so Rav would argue on the Mishnah, Rav Tanu Upalag. Because Rav holds Yesh Sviya Baichlin, but the Mishnah clearly says, ain't Sviya Baichlin. So Rav Tanu Upalag. So Mel, that would explain the Machlaik is Rav and Shmuel, if Yesh Sviya Baichlin, ain't Sviya Baichlin. And the Rambam is very good why he passes like Shmuel. He wants to pass like the Stam Mishnah. That ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin. That's one mahalach. I think it's very shver to learn this way, that the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is if yesh Sviya Ba'eichlin, ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin. The Gemara should say that. The Gemara should explain that the machloikis is if yesh Sviya, ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin. How would the Gemara expect this? Usually the Gemara would say, and Shmuel says, you're not chayim v'shem Tzveya. Right? V'shmuel, it's ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin. Just like it says later, ain't Ibud Ba'eichlin. And Dishel we do like Kaka explains it. Why don't the Gemara explain that the issue here is Eichlin? Now the Kash is, so how do you answer the Taisus Rid's Raya? You see from Rav that the Sviya Eichlin and Shmuel could be argued for a different time, like we're going to explain. So how do you answer the Shailah? So there's a few turrets in the Mefarshim. One is the Be'alach at the end of Simon Shinchav, where the Shulchan Aruch brings the din of Ein Sviya Eichlin. He brings his kasha from the Chai Adam. It's in the Nishmas Adam, in the Shabbos Kol Chav Dalin. He brings his kasha. The Chai Adam is actually mefakfik, very stark on the psak. He would nam on that when it's the derech to be tzveya, there would be tzviya ba'eichlin. And he asks his kasha from Rav that says, Bashkita is tzveya. So the Bialacha says that the Arzurua says that the base of shkita means the ur of the base of shkita, means the skin, the leather, the hide of the animal, and that's not Eichlin. So now we want Teretz, so and answered very good. The problem is Rashi says that it means the Basar of the Beis HaShchita. So in Echanami, the Arzuru would work, could be the Arzuru L'Shitasei, that the Arzuru is one of the people that said, Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlin, but L'maisa, according to Rashi, then it will come out Mukhrich, like the Taisus Rid says, that the B'yesh Tzviya Ba'eichlin. So the Nishma Sadim brings down the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Tzadik Beis. He says that even if you hold that ain't Sviya Ba'eichlin, but Rav would say it's good because here's Asr to eat. It's Asr to eat, so therefore it doesn't have a din of Sviya Ba'eichlin. And Shaz, what does he mean? When you shecht, why is it Asr to eat? So The Chayadim understood him to mean that since he's Shechter on Shabbos, so Maisa Shabbos is Aser, so it's Aser to eat, so it's not Eichlin. But the Nishmas Adlim says, Apella, because he means to say, Becholius, what's the Melacha of Tzviya always, not only on Shabbos, L'may Michale. And the regular case, the Pshad is Eichlin, so there'd be a din of Ein Tzviya B'Eichlin. So now the Nezer, in Simon Kufay and Gimel, he says, that's not what he means. He means that the blood is asr to eat. So lamaisa, the blood on the meat makes the meat asr to eat. You're going to have to wash off the blood in order to eat it. So that's not called eichlem. You're not being tzevei eichlem because you wouldn't be able to eat this together with the blood. And the Steinblatt Zavart, then could be you could understand it in the Chacham Tzvi also, or maybe separately. Then later I saw that the Chassam Sefer, Mamish says the same word. He says, Ein Tzvi ba'eichlem means when you want it to become tzavua al tzfud. You want colored food. When you want colored food, and you're coloring the food, in order to have colored food, that is no iser of tzviya. You're allowed to color the food, you're allowed to dye the food. But if the yisayin adava, why you want the food colored, is not because of food, that's not the yisayin of the food, you want the food colored like here. You want not because you want colored food, you want that this base of shchita should have dam, Namals the food shabai. So male, that's not a din of ein tzviya ba'eichlin. He brings a ray in Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Alfil Chashabas Lachahei. Asks a kasha that the Gemara here says ein ibud ba'eichlin. So why did the Gemara need a pasuk to tell you that you're allowed to salt the karbanis on Shabbos? It's anyway an ibud ba'eichlin. So he says the same thing that Malikas karbanis is not an ibud ba'eichlin to make the food be ma'ubit, to process food. Malicha in the karbanis, there happened to be food, but you're doing it because of the mitzvah of malicha's karbanis. There's nothing to do with food. Even though it happens to be a food, but you're not doing it, it's not an ibud ba'ichlin. The Amzach Hassam Seifer says, Mamash is saying Svarif, okay, he says a raya from this gufa, the Magen Avraham brings out, there's some paiskin that say that when you do malicha to make it la'urcha, the Gemara here is mechalak, that malicha stamazai to keep the food for a few days is ain't ibud ba'ichlin. When you're doing a la'urcha, so then there's no sort of any but ba'echlin. Because that's how the line of the Gemara. The Rambam Ravuna said that if you're Moloch, Brishi, Chaim, Shem, Amin, and Rav said an ibud ba'echlin, and Avashi is trying to say that any chanami, when you're salting it for a few days, so then the stock ain't ibud ba'echlin. When you're salting a l'urcha, that's not called ibud ba'echlin. Because it's eitz, it's not eichlin. So he says, the pshan is because you're not preserving food. It's maisa eitz shemesh. It's not processing food. So here also, you're not being tzevei of food. It says, Amaisa Eitzim, which happens to be food. The male, that's why there's no din of Ein Tzvi Ba'eichlin. That's the svar of the stiplum, and the Chassam Sefer already was quite confident. The Chassam Sefer, I think Avdi Nezer also means that when he teaches the Chacham Tzvi, since you're not going to be able to eat it because it's blood, so Al Karchach is not called a Tzvi Ba'eichlin, even though you're being tzevei of meat, which is edible. Yeah, maybe it's a similar svar, I'm not sure. So Lafi is that is, if you don't want to learn the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is if Yesh Tzviya Ba'eichlin, Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlin, because you want to say here, it's anyway not called Tzviya Ba'eichlin because it's Aser, or because you're not doing it out of the food. So what is the Svaris of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So the Chai Adam, in the Nishma Sadam, beginning of Klal Chav Dalet, he wants to say that the Machlokes is, the Rambam says he is saved by Tzviya, that you need Dover Meskayim. And the Magen Mishnah says, he learns it from Ksiva. Ksiva is a din, if you kaisav b'mei peiris, or you kaisav on the Ola Shel Zayis, if you're not writing with a Dover Meskayim, or you're not writing on a Dover Meskayim, there's no Melacha of Ksiva. So who a din, by Tzevei also, has to be a Dover Meskayim. And he says, it's a Machlekes really, there's a Machlekes later, in Gemara Daf Tzadik Hei, if makeup, putting on makeup on the face, painting the face, coloring the face, is that Tzevei or not? And the Rambam passes like the Chachamim, and he wants to learn the Pshat is because it's not a Dover Meskayim. The Urayim Paskin, that putting Srak on the face, putting a coloring on the face, is a Chiyav Tzeveya. But the Rambam holds that the way. He wants to learn the arguing in that's this Gufa. When a lady puts makeup on the face, it's not a Dover Meskayim. And so Machlokes said, that's a Melacha of Tzeveya, do you need Dover Meskayim? So he says, the Rambam learned it up in this Gemara. Why did Shmuel say it's not Tzeveya? It must be because it's not a Dover Meskayim. Rav holds you don't need a Dover Meskayim. So the Rambam learns that the Gemara later, which says that it's only Rabbi Lezer that says that Kecheles is his Tzeveya, and the Chacham argue, they say it's not, because it's not a Davar Meskayim. So Rambam's going like the Tana, that makeup is Tzeveya, and we don't bask in that way. That's what he wants to learn. So Bekitzur, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, Ziradin Davar Meskayim by Tzeveya. Yeah, the Avnei Nezer that we mentioned is a little bothered. Where does he get that makeup is not a Davar Meskayim? Well, the blood here is not a Davar Meskayim. Even if you're going to take it off, that's not called the Davar. That's not a Davar Meskayim. It says in the Gemara, Kaisav al Basari is Chayiv. You don't have a Ptur of that's not a Davar Meskayim, even though it rubs off, because that's like it becomes Nimchak later. But I also think it's a Shekel Dechik. If that was the Machlekes, so the Gemara should have read it nice. That you need the Shailas if you need a Davar Meskayim or not. It doesn't sound like from the Gemara that's the Machlekes. But to me, it seems the Machlekes is Azai. The Gemara pretty much says the Machlekes. The Gemara says that Rav says, Aminu l'milsa, milsa d'armi emu v'milsa l'esi d'or b'shoi v'lich gulai. I'm going to say something that people should laugh at me, tzeveya b'may nicha, like what's it being nicha? The Teretz says it's nicha, that people should see that it was freshly shechted. So the Milchus Chinuch already asked the Kasha, what do you mean? And people will laugh at him. What's the difference if it's not nicha? So it's a malach hashen shichel gufa. The malach hashen shichel gufa, Rabbi Yehuda holds is chayiv. Maybe he passes malach hashen shichel gufa is chayiv. Why do they need nichusa? Unless you say maybe it's mekalkel. So achrayim already say the chay adam and the taisu shabbos at the end of simin shinchaf that the pshat is if it's not nicha that it should get dirty. So it's bechol not a tzvi. It's not derech tzviya. Says it really on the Shulchan Aruch there. The Shulchan Aruch says if someone's eating strawberries or blueberries or anything that makes a color, he has to be careful not to wipe his hands on a cloth. If he wipes his hands on the cloth, it could be tzeveya. So Achreinim argue. Achreinim, this is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Achreinim say, that's b'chol not called tzeveya. It's not making it dirty. It's not tzeveya. Even though it is changing the color, but it's not tzeveya. So mele here, where you want it to be tzavua, you want it to be dirty with the blood, so mele the blood tzaveya. So I think it's pashat. That's what Shmuel is arguing on. Now, it's a daich to say that Shmuel doesn't hold that people want it to be dirty with blood, so people should buy it. Mestamad are arguing on a mitzias. But the pshat is that Shmuel says that's not cool that you want the tzviya. That doesn't make it a derech tzviya. You want there should be a simon that it should be that it was freshly shechted. Nishtas is Tzviya. So the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is in the Eches of the Tzviya. Rav says, people will laugh at me. Where's the Tzviya B'chlal? So I'm telling you that Tzviya is, so it should look freshly shechted. That's where the Tzviya is. That's what you want. That's why it's not Derech Lichluch. Shmuel says, no, it's also called Derech Lichluch. Granted, you want it to be dirty. But it's not the Pshat, you want it Tzviya. You want it to be this color. So Rav's saying a big Chinnish. Shmuel doesn't hold it a Chiddush. That's not enough to be called the Derech Tzviya. If Rav's bavarning, why is it derech tzviya? So the steam of the Gemara is saying Shmuel holds nishgin. That's not genug to call it derech tzviya. That's what I think for the other pashat. And now let's go weiter. I want to discuss another Gemara a little bit later in this Amid. Amar b'shim alakash etzor tzura b'kli and afeh b'kli sluchas chaim shemaka b'patish. Gemara is discussing all the different examples of maka b'patish when you're finishing off the kli, you're finishing the last finishing touches on the kli. So it says, if someone makes designs in a kli, or he blows a kli sluchis and forms a kli of glass from blowing it, yichayim mishamaka bepatish. So in Simen Shin Mem, Siv Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah has a long arichas about kaisiv and all these inyanim of kaisiv. And towards the end, he brings a kasha from the Leil Rabba. The Leil Rabba asks the kasha, when you make a design in a kli, it says here, yichayim mishamaka bepatish, why aren't yichayim misham tzeveya? Or Mishum Kaisiv. When you make a design, why isn't it Tzeveya? Why isn't it Kaisiv? So he says Tzeveya, it could be the Pshat is that you're not coloring the design Bechlal. You're making the design, meaning you're engraving a design in the Kli. So Tzeveya has to be with a color. If you're just making an engraving, that wouldn't be Tzeveya. But the Shaila is, why wouldn't it be Kaisiv? Because Kaisiv doesn't need letters. Anytime you're forming a meaningful design, that should be kaisev. So the Steibel also stels on the shaila, doesn't bring the bir halacha. And he first wanted to say that the difference between kaisev and tzeveya is that when the main thing is the visual, that will be tzeveya. Kaisev has to be that the ksiva is to give you information. It's not the visual. It's the content. says, let's say someone writes something. So you don't have to see it in order to gain from it. If someone else sees it and tells it to you, so then you'll also get the same information as if you would see yourself. Now, Shengen, if someone draws a painting, so the only way that you could get enough from it is by seeing it. No one else could describe it to you. That's not the point. The point is seeing it. So today is the visual, Kesev is the information. That's what he would have said pshat. But he's bothered because the Rambam says that Reshim is a Tolda of Kesev. The Rambam is in Perikin Aleph Alachi Yitzayin. Kesev, the Reshim is Shomim Vitzuris Bekesev. If someone makes designs in the wall, okay, it's them, Kederek Sitzurim Reshim, Rezachayim Mishim Kesev. Like the Tzayorim Reshimim. So it sounds like he's making designs like an artist makes designs. And it's Chayim Mishim Kesev. So you see, Mufurish, not that way. The disciple brings the Mekevus of Mishnah, says Kasha, this is also the Eli Rabbis Kasha, like we say from the Bi'ah Halacha. Mekevus of Mishnah makes a chilik, he says, between on the wall or on a keli. He says he doesn't understand, why should that be a chilik? So the Bi'ah Halacha, that's why I said in this Eifin, to make it Masudr, the Bi'ah Halacha is going on the Etzim Svarah, came like the Svarah of the disciple, that the Pshal is that Kesev is when you want to convey information with the writing, and when you just want to make an artistic design, a picture of beauty, which you have to see in order to be netted from, that wouldn't be kesev. He says, perhaps what the Rambam means is that Yerashim Risham Vitzuris Bekesel, but not that those Rishamim are the final product. Those Rishamim are just a Hekatim, it's a sketch. You make a sketch, and that's not the final product. But the point is, now that you or someone else is going to be able to fill it up with paint, and then you'll have the design. So Lamaisa, you did the ksiva aspect of it. What you did was for the purpose of conveying information, showing exactly how you want it done, and then it's going to be filled up with paint, and that's going to be the tzeveya part. See, that Mrs. Stipler brings a Yerushalmi, which we'll get to the Stipler's pshat in a second, but the Stipler brings a Yerushalmi that says, Hatzar Tzura, Harishin Chayim Mishim Kaisev, Hasheni Mishim Tzeveya. And the Karbon Eid explains, the Rishon and the Sheni means like this. The Rishon is the one that makes the rough sketch, and he's Chayim Mishim Kaisev, and the Sheni is the one that fills it in, and he's Chayim Mishim Tzeveya. So the Fida B'Alach, it's very good. We're going to go with the first pshat of the stipler. In other words, when the point of the sketch, of the writing, or of the sketching, or of the Tzura, of the design, is to convey information, that's Kaisa. When the point is that you should enjoy its beauty, that would be Tzeveya. So here, the first one that made it, he made the rough design in order to make the thing of beauty. So he did Kaisiv, and the second one did Tzeveya. It's very nice, according to B'Alacha. But the Stipler says a little differently, also very Geshmak, but I think a big nafkamin al-Alacha. The Stipler says, Kaisiv is the pshat, that the main thing you want is a thing that's written. The paper is a hechatimsa. That's the pshat in Kaisiv. Tzeveya is the pshat, with fakir, you're doing it to beautify the paper or wherever you're writing it on. The main thing is the beauty. It's adding aesthetic value to what it's being written on. So if you make a work of art, because you want this work of art, you want everyone to see a beautiful work of art, that's kaisev. That could be chayim mishim kaisev. Even though the idea isn't to just give off information, the idea is to make a beautiful work of art for the visual, but the pshat is that's kaisev. Because the ikir is the work, the ikir is what you're producing. The paper is just a hechatimsa. He brings the Rambam Perikin Aleph Halacha Tes. If let's say someone writes on a leather in order to ruin the leather, says he's chayiv. It's not makalkal, because the writing is a masakin. The leather is not the malacha. You're not doing anything to the leather. You're just doing it to the oisius, and the oisius is a masakin. Now shekein, when you paint the room, and your point is you want the walls to look nicer. So that's tzeveya. Well, you making these designs in the kli, the object here is not the design. The object here is that the kli should look nice. That would be tzeveya, and if it's not done with ink, it's not done with a color, it's just done with chakika, then it wouldn't be tzeveya either. So that's how he explains the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking about a case like this. The guy makes a beautiful sketch on the wall. So the wall, he's not trying to beautify the wall. He wants everyone to see his beautiful sketch. Then someone paints the sketch, so the pshat is the painting is now to beautify the sketch. the paint itself, the paint doesn't look nice. The paint is to make the sketch look nice. That's why he says it's Seveya. So bina afkamina l'alacha between the Bir Alacha and the Kiddush Yankov. Now, let's say somebody makes a painting on the wall, he makes a drawing on the wall, because he wants you to see the drawing. According to Kiddush Yankov, if the point is he wants you to see the drawing, the wall is just a hechadimsa, so he'll be Eiva and Kaisev. According to Bir Alacha, since the drawing is the end product, it's just a visual, it's not imparting information, so that wouldn't be called Kaisev, that might be called Seveya. And the Rishon Tzuris B'Kaisel, the Mishnah Bir Alacha is saying, means that you're making a rough sketch in order to fill it in. So you're making the sketch in order that it should be filled in. So you are imparting information with it. So that would be Kaisev. So when you have a package, right? We know when you open a package, you have to make sure not to rip the words, because that's Meichik. The words are called Kaisev. What about if there's a design on the package? So according to the Bir Alacha, the Vart would be, if the design is meaning to give you information with the design, meaning to tell you something, like a trademark, a logo of a company, or whatever it is, meaning to tell you that this goes to this company, then it's kaisiv. But if design only has aesthetic value, then it wouldn't be kaisiv, so there wouldn't be any issur to break it. There's no issur meichik on just something which is seveya. Now, shengen according to Kiddush Yankov will be a little differently. The pshat is that the design is only to enhance the bag, to make the bag look nicer, so then you would be allowed to rip it. If the design is because someone wants to show off his artistic design, the bag is just a hechatimsa for it, then according to Stipler, it would be kaisev, and there would be a problem of meichik. That's what come out of chilek between the Bir Alacha and the Stipler.